From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing a series of studies in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns is preaching part two of a message called One Bible, One Gospel. Paul referred to the gospel he preached as the gospel of God. There have been those who have taught and continue to teach that Paul's gospel was unique to him, that it had little or no relation to the rest of Scripture, particularly to the Old Testament. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns is demonstrating that the Bible is one book, that the gospel Paul preached is contained in the Old Testament as well as in the New. Having established that the Old Testament gave advance promises of the gospel of Christ through the various covenants, the prophecies, the types, and the historical events, Dr. Cairns is emphasizing the fact that there is an undeniable connection between the Old and New Testaments, that the Old Testament promises are fulfilled in the New Testament. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, please listen to this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled God's High Places. The text is Psalm 91 and verse 14. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Does the Lord say this to me? Yes, if I have known his name. Blessed be the Lord, I am no stranger to him. I have tried him, and proved him, and known him, and therefore do I trust him. I know his name as a sin-hating God, for by his Spirit's convincing power I have been taught that he will never wink at evil. But I also know him as the sin-pardoning God in Christ Jesus, for he has forgiven me all trespasses. His name is Faithfulness, and I know it, for he has never forsaken me, though my troubles have multiplied upon me. This knowledge is a gift of grace, and the Lord makes it to be the reason why he grants another grace gift, namely, setting on high. This is grace upon grace. Observe that if we climb on high, the position may be dangerous. But if the Lord sets us there, it is safe. He may raise us to great usefulness, to eminent experience, to success in service, to leadership among workers, to a father's place among the little ones. If he does not do this, he may set us on high by near fellowship, clear insight, holy triumph, and gracious anticipation of eternal glory. When God sets us on high, Satan himself cannot pull us down. Oh, that this may be our case all through this day.
Thank you.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
So important is the fact that the New Testament gospel is the theme of the entire Old Testament. So important is that fact in this book of Romans that Paul makes it into a very major theme. And to establish the truth that his glorious, his powerful message for the world is the very same message that God had been promising throughout the Old Testament. To establish that fact, Paul argues the case in no less than 10 separate places throughout this epistle to the Romans. Notice the argument. My gospel is the gospel by which Abraham was saved. What saith the Old Testament Scripture? It's the same argument. Later on in chapter 4, from verse 6 through to verse 25, the end of the chapter, he goes on dealing with David. And then he comes back to Abraham. And throughout that long passage, it's the argument from these Old Testament illustrations that this gospel that I'm preaching, that the Jews so despise and they hate and they're objecting to, and Jews were saying then what apostates are saying today, this is a Pauline imposition upon the simple gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul is saying, it is not my invention, it is not my imposition, it is not a departure, it is the very gospel that God has been preaching throughout the Old Testament. Just look at Abraham, the father of the nation. Just look at David, the greatest king of Israel. Just look at these two mighty mountains of Old Testament testimony and history, and see in them the gospel that I'm preaching unto you. You find the same thing in chapter 9, verse 27. You'll find that there the apostle, this time, cites Isaiah. Actually, you can go a little earlier to 25. And he's quoting Hosea, speaking of the Gentiles. And now, verse 27, Isaiah speaking of Israel. And in both, he is making the same point. I'm preaching this gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation to the Jews and to the Gentiles. Where am I getting it? Go back to Hosea. Go back to Isaiah. That's where I'm getting my gospel of Jesus Christ. Those are the proof texts. Time does not allow me to go through all these. Chapter 10, most of the chapters taken up with the same thing. Chapter 15, two separate sections, the same thing. And right at the very end, in a glorious section, verse 26 of chapter 16, he's speaking, well, we'll read 25, for the whole doxology, to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, that's the Old Testament, by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to the nations, for obedience to the faith. All throughout this book, Paul is making the point very, very forcibly. There's one book, and there's one gospel. Now, in our text, the beginning of Romans chapter 1, the point is forcibly made that these promises center on Christ. Now, this gets me to the nature of the connection between the Old and New Testaments. Now, this is vital that you understand this. What is the connection between the Old and New Testament? It is a connection of promise and fulfillment. That's the connection that God has established between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the promise. The New Testament is the fulfillment. And let me just back up a little. When I say the New Testament is the fulfillment, I am not saying that in the sense of the prophetic future. I know there is yet prophecy to be fulfilled, and in fact it will not be till we get to the new heavens and the new earth till everything is fulfilled. But in this connection in Romans, Paul is talking about the gospel. He's talking about the person and work of Jesus Christ. He's talking about justifying grace. He's talking about salvation by faith without works. He's talking about the imputation of the righteousness of Christ. These are the things that are occupying the apostle's thought. And he's saying the Old Testament is the promise. The New Testament is the fulfillment of the promise. And that is good news for the world. That's what Paul says in Acts 13. These are the glad tidings. As I pointed out last week, going through all the types and shadows and prophecies about Christ in the Old Testament, God is coming to a world of hurt and of sin, a world that's scarred and marred and ruined. And he's saying, I have long promised a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Here is the fulfillment. I have long promised the seed of the woman, the virgin-born Redeemer. Here is the fulfillment. I have long promised a sacrifice that would put away sin by the shedding of His own blood. Here is the fulfillment. I have long promised that I would send Emmanuel, God with us here on earth. Here is the fulfillment. That's the message for the world. There is no other message worth the name of the Almighty. I would not put the name of God to the trash that is being talked about in pulpits around America. The social gospel nonsense. The thing that makes the gospel of Jesus Christ a touchy-feely little thing where God becomes little more than a pet teddy bear to make people feel good for the moment. That's not the gospel. The gospel is of a holy God, from whom men are alienated by wicked works, but yet who has made and has revealed to men means whereby his banished be not expelled from him, and whereby the guilty can be constituted righteous and fit for heaven. There's not a soul that has any sensibility to his own wickedness and his own need that can ever think that he's fit for heaven. Every mortal man who has any gram of honesty about himself will feel, I am utterly unfit for heaven. The only thing that I am fit for is the darkness and the fire and the pain of a lost hell. People who say, I'm good enough, God will surely be satisfied with my best efforts. Those people simply tell me that they've never given the slightest thought, never mind deep thought, either to the nature of God or the nature of their own being. But to people who know their plague, God says, the Old Testament has the promise, the New Testament is the fulfillment. Don't look any further than Christ. If I could just stop there, let me tell you that tonight. Whether you understand all the theology of Romans or not, you're not saved by your understanding of theology. You're saved by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And if tonight you can't even understand the depth of Paul's reasoning, yet learn this. If you're burdened with sin, look no further than Christ for God's answer to your sin. If you're headed for destruction, look no further than Christ for God's escape. If you're longing to be whole and you're longing for heaven, look no further than Christ. For God is saying, I have made the promise. Now I have given you the fulfillment. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Jesus said, come unto me, not my church, not my ministers, not my disciples. You can come to the church and be damned. If you come to the preacher, you'll be disappointed. But oh, if you'll come to Christ, he says, come unto me. I will give you rest, because the New Testament is the fulfillment of all that God has set forth in the Old. Now that is a very important point for us, because I don't want to be unnecessarily contentious, but I will say this to you, however unpopular it is, generally in America today among fundamentalists, that any system of theology that is based on the notion of a basic discontinuity between the Old Testament and the New Testament is a false system. On the very face of it, when the Holy Ghost is saying, in the Old Testament Christ is proclaimed in promise, in the New Testament Christ is proclaimed in person as the fulfillment of the Old Testament, then any system that bases its whole outlook on a discontinuity rather than a continuity, rather than a development of the new out of the old, is patently false. So when you turn to this New Testament, you find that wherever, for example, Paul went, he expounded the Old Testament to do what? To preach Christ. To preach Christ. I couldn't tell you over the years the number of times people have come to me and said, this has opened up the Old Testament to me in a way I never saw before. All I ever saw in the Old Testament was history, lists of names, events that people told me taught me principles to live by. But I wasn't seeing Christ. It was always a big leap from the Old Testament to the New. Wherever Paul went, remember, the only text of Scripture he could ever take to preach Christ were from the Old Testament. We read in Acts chapter 13, at verse 32, we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again. As it is written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Turn over to Acts 17. And there you will find in verse 2, that the apostle, verses 2 and 3, Paul as his manner was. Now notice that. This is not a flash in the pan, it's not a one-off thing. This is the usual. This is Paul's standard behavior. Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. He went through the Old Testament, and he showed them Jesus Christ. Now that means that anybody who's preaching the Old Testament to you and he's not showing you Jesus Christ is not preaching the Old Testament as the apostles preached it and as the Old Testament is meant to be preached.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.